Thank you for spending your Saturday mornings with Rosie on the House. Arizona tradition for 28 years. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923 in particular if you'd like to talk solar. We had mentioned the SRP incentive. There's an APS incentive as well.
Yeah, so in the spirit of the holidays, we thought that we'd give a little something back to all of our APS customers and the other utilities because SRP's program is so good. So we're going to offer through the end of the month a $500 cash back. So if you're any utility district other than SRP in Arizona, give us a call because now's a really good time to take advantage of that deal. So simply buy solar by the end of the month and we'll send you a check once it's commissioned for $500.
That's Sun Valley Solar, 480-689-5000.
And you can call us and join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348 or text us at 411-923. Yes. So, but since while they're loading up, I'm going to ask you a question. See if I can word this so it makes sense. So I'm a homeowner and I have a solar system. And we were talking about being off the grid or not. So we're not off the grid because at night I still need electricity to do what I need to do. So how is that solar sold back? Is it at any point in time what I'm generating is sold?
So it is done as a credit. So now all the utilities handle it a little bit differently in terms of the amount you're credited and when you're credited. So it's really generally best to have a conversation with one of our consultants so that we can sort of give you the details for your area. But generally speaking, when you're producing more electricity than you're using, your meter runs backwards. So you know how a typical meter runs in one direction based on how much energy you're using? Well, if you're producing more energy than you're using, a solar meter will run backwards during that time.
Wow.
And as it's running backwards, then the utility is tracking those credits, and those will appear on your bill. Now, when and how much and how you can cash those in, that's different depending on the utility.
Is there somebody out there making sure that they're being completely honest with your credits? Whose job is that?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a really good question. I would say that probably falls to the Arizona Corporation Commission to make sure that fair practices are being followed in those regards.
Now, do panels make a difference?
I
see SunPower seems to be the dominant name. Is that because they're spending the most money advertising, or is that because everyone uses them because they're the best?
So innovation through marketing. No. So efficiency is really important. So the quality of the panel is really a matter of efficiency. Otherwise, how effective is that panel at turning the maximum percentage of sunlight that hits the surface into usable electricity? So the more efficient the panel, then the fewer panels you need to purchase to produce the same amount of electricity. So, for example, if you have so we generally say that a south-facing roof is best here in Arizona.
Now, best, does that mean you wouldn't put one on a north face?
No, no.
Because some solar is better than none.
Some solar is better than none. And that would be part of the conversation that would be had with the customer in terms of their expectations and their goals and return and all of that sort of thing. And ultimately, we'd give them the information and they would make that decision. But generally speaking, you get more sunlight hitting a south-facing roof than you do a north-facing roof. That's simply just a fact. So a higher efficiency panel is better if you have a small south-facing roof because you're going to need fewer panels. Therefore, you need fewer available square feet to install your array. And that's critically important. Now, a lower efficiency panel will not convert as much sunlight into energy, but it will also cost you less money generally. So somewhere in there is the ROI discussion based on your home, your goals, what your roof looks like, which direction it faces, and all of that.
So, if you're a snowbird and you leave and you go back to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and is there an argument because you're not consuming a lot of, what would you do to, I mean, I just had this brain epiphany. A snowbird could really be at a constant net meter because they're not consuming a lot of electricity in the summer because they're gone. So they could,
that's a really good question. And that's, you know, we get that one a lot. And it's part of the ROI calculation that we do up front, because on one hand, if somebody's, you know, not here year round and therefore the house is lying there dormant for 4 to 6 months a year, the solar energy system is still producing electricity. They're just not using it. So you could make the argument that they're banking more energy credits that they can use when, you know, when they are here to offset their electricity. And the solar energy system might need to be smaller. So they're not going to have to buy as many panels. So there are, their investment up front is less and the ROI is better. So there's a number of variables that come into play there. But absolutely, snowbirds, it can make a lot of sense.
Is there a limit to how many credits you could ever build up?
That depends on the utility.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get to our calls, starting with Judy. Wants to talk leasing options if you're selling a house. Is it worth it? We'll get to her question and more right after bottom of the hour news break. 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation.